You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
Red and white, blue suede shoes.
June 12, 2018. Write that down because it's an important date in American history and possibly world history as Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un meet face-to-face, very cordial, very friendly. Walk away with a signed document, not a treaty, but a document committing each side to peace and denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. It's an important step forward. Donald Trump now on Air Force One on his way to Guam, then to Hawaii, and then back to celebrate his birthday, which is Thursday, Flag Day. I know you knew that. June 14th is Flag Day. It's also Donald Trump's birthday. But despite all of that, on my way in today, listening to CNN and Andrew Cuomo and these clowns say that the only winner here was Kim Jong-un, that he got everything out of this, and Donald Trump got nothing, and in fact, America gave up their military exercises, and therefore Donald Trump gave up more than he ever should have. I mean, I'm sorry, but what planet are you on? Genetically incapable of seeing the truth, they are. My next guest says, not since 1860 have the Democrats so fanatically refused to accept the result of a free election. That year, the target was Lincoln. They smeared him, went to war to defeat him, and in the end, they assassinated him. They say, Dinesh D'Souza says, Donald Trump is receiving much of the same treatment. He's here with me on the program. Dinesh, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be on the show.
Now, you were the lead story here just recently because this president made you, he cleared your name. He gave you a full pardon. Let's start with that. How important was that for you, and how did that come about?
Well, it was, fantastic, and it lifted a whole cloud. It kind of gave me my American dream back in its fullest form. I believe I was sort of the victim of a kind of a political strike by the Obama administration, Eric Holder, this prosecutor named Preet Bharara, on a kind of campaign finance violation, which is normally a technicality, normally something that you get community service and a fine. But in my case, they prosecuted me to the hilt. And so I'm thrilled that my record has been cleared by Trump. I'm very grateful. That happened because, first of all, there was a social media campaign to get signatures to appeal to the White House. Eventually, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, my home state, made a pitch directly to Trump, and Trump was very receptive. Then there was a legal process that basically makes sure that they're doing something, that they're not missing something. And then finally, last week, I got the call from the White House. It was, as you can imagine, quite both a relief and I was elated.
So they did the background to make sure you're not some criminal mastermind, just a filmmaker, right?
Exactly. Trump said to me, he said, I smelled a rat. I knew that you were being kind of shafted. But now that I've looked at your file, I can see that that was the case. And so I'm in a position, in effect, to correct it. And so I'll be giving you a full pardon in the morning. So, I mean, it was fantastic. I mean, for me as an immigrant, just simply, hearing the voice in my head, United States of America versus Dinesh D'Souza.
I mean, wow.
That was an ordeal. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, I can respect that. I understand that. And yes, it was a political railroad job for all of us observing from out here in the hinterlands. Clearly, you got the railroad job. But now you're back on track. Death of a Nation is your next project. But I want to talk to you a little bit about what you've witnessed in the last 12 hours as an American, as an immigrant, as a person who clearly has great pride in America. Dinesh D'Souza, I don't know if there's a greater patriot when it comes to respecting American institutions and the flag and who we are. You probably know more about it than a lot of people born here, for sure. What do you make of the president and his performance in Singapore?
Well, first of all, my mind flashed back to the ridiculous past 8 years with Obama and his so-called leading from behind. I think I don't know if it's too late, but it's, somebody should go take away his Nobel Prize and give it to Trump. What's going on in Korea is a historic opening, and these openings come very rarely. In my lifetime, I can only remember one other one, and that was Gorbachev. What causes the opening is a little unclear. It's almost like it's maybe even a function of you could say, luck or providence.
Mm.
But it's up to a leader to be able to know what to do with it and how to take advantage of it. Reagan, of course, is almost very similar with Trump. Reagan was very tough on the Soviet Union in his first term, and he had military arms build up, strategic defense, supporting the Contras in Nicaragua, and so on. But in the second term, once he recognized the opening with Gorbachev, Reagan softened his stance and began to work on Gorbachev. And I see some parallels here, and that's why I mention it. It's very interesting to see a replay of that sort of great thaw that we saw in the late 80s now happening in Korea.
You know, and I want to focus on Reagan for a moment here and Gorbachev. At Reykjavik in 1986, Reagan said, no deal, I'm leaving, and he got up and he left that summit, right? And one of the things that was written about him at the time, that very time, Time magazine basically called him a little boy who had been reprimanded by the adult in the room, that being Gorbachev type thing. And that's the way the media treated Reagan. It's the same way the media treats Donald Trump. They attack, they demean, they minimize anything that he accomplishes. But in the end, the American people figure it out and go, wait a second. Reagan stopped Gorbachev. Reagan kept SDI in place, which, by the way, became the Iron Dome that protects Israel now. That's what it turned into over time as a way to defend countries against incoming missiles. It works. It works very well. And Reagan says, I'm not giving that up. And so you look at the parallels. I mean, the media told us that Richard Nixon would get us into the Third World War. They said the same thing about Ronald Reagan. They said the same thing about Donald Trump just 6 months ago. And yet here we are once again on the precipice of peace, Dinesh. It's a good place to be.
It's a very good place to be. Remember how that Reagan-Gorbachev thing came out. When Reagan died, I mean, think of this. You had Gorbachev at his funeral, and Gorbachev, the very leader of the evil empire, leans down and kisses the casket. I mean, think about that. And the significance, what that means in terms of just redemption, a change of heart. Gorbachev exits the stage. Soviet communism collapses. Now, you know, with all these things, we have to go step by step. But as you said, the Reagan thing began with the INF Treaty in 1987. The Soviet Union did not collapse till 1991-92.
Correct.
And so here, too, we see the beginning of an opening. But Trump is handling it beautifully. I think he's already shown himself to be a very consequential president. He's altered the domestic map of politics. He's now showing what he can do on the world stage.
If Donald Trump went golfing for the rest of his first term here, he will have accomplished more than the previous three presidents combined, in my estimation, at this point. And I mean, look at the things that he has accomplished in 500 days just over. It's an incredible record of achievement. Whether or not the left gives him credit and who really cares, the echo chamber media is irrelevant. They get their talking points and they all bounce them back and forth from MSNBC to the New York Times to the Washington Post. I think the American people are smarter than that. What do you think?
Yes, I think that, as you know, most people don't generally pay attention to politics. And so the media has a lot of power to be able to cultivate people's prejudices. What makes Trump's achievements even more startling is the fact that he has done it in the teeth of relentless opposition. I mean, if Reagan had it tough, this guy has had it even tougher. The level of derision aimed at him from all quarters. I mean, he's slayed in every platform, and even Republicans will mutiny against him from time to time. So he's had his hands full with all this, and yet he is able to keep his eye on the ball. So yes, I think that he is demonstrating that even an outsider, but an outsider with a very canny outsider who knows how to get things done, is just what we need in this country at this moment.
Yeah, he's done this with a blistering headwind, as you point out aptly. Dinesh D'Souza here with us on the program. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to talk about Death of a Nation, his latest project. Filmmaker, writer, political activist, and outspoken supporter of Donald Trump, Dinesh D'Souza here with us on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.